Welcome to The Review, a mini episode from the Full Dive Gaming Podcast. In The Review, we choose a single VR game, dive on into it, giving you all the details and then a yay or nay on whether you should get it. This episode, Lip, Jay, and Nat, we're going to discuss the new VR platformer Max Mustard. And if you can see us on screen, we're holding up our Asterion Products mugs because they are our sponsor. And if you want a mug with a little VR face on it, we need to get Lip Box hooked up. Head on over to AsterionProducts.com. Use code FULLDIVE for $5 off any order, $19.99 or more. Lip, if I have never heard of Max Mustard, you want to tell me what the heck it is?
Max Mustard is basically your typical VR third-person VR platformer. You know, you kind of follow the camera from behind. And honestly, if you ever played a 3D Mario game, specifically Mario 3D Land or 3D World, it feels a significant amount like that. And it definitely has taken its inspirations from Astrobot pretty intensely. It's extremely colorful, and you play as a girl that, honestly, there's not really much there is like story that they tell you about, but I honestly didn't really follow too much of what the actual story to it was. If that was important, then my apologies, but the developer is the guy who made Richie's Plank, so correct. Probably had a lot of money to spend on this project, and definitely gives the impression like this is something he wanted to make, and he made it for himself. So what did you think about it?
You hit something right there in the beginning. I was going to say, one of my first impressions was like, what exactly is the story here? Mm. It was interesting because, like, it's pretty clear from the beginning. We're going to avoid spoilers as best as we can. But, like, I mean, the first minute of the game, you're on some world. You see this, like, robot grabbing up the population of the world, these little dudes, and, like, running off of them, basically. So you kind of, I mean, clearly something bad's happening. This big robot's a bad thing. You need to, like, stop them. But yeah, there's no like dialogue. There's no clarity. You basically get letters throughout the game that kind of give you some idea of what's going on the whole time. But really, you're there for the platforming. And when you first get in, the platforming feels, to me, kind of difficult and kind of tricky. Nat, you had a lot of first impressions. Do you want to talk about your very first impressions when you played it?
Oh my gosh. Well, the first time I played it, which is before our last episode when I cut out the whole discussion because Lip hadn't played it yet, and also because I was extremely ranty. But my first impressions were that I absolutely hated it. But to be fair, I only played like the first level, and it was also on my lunch break at work, so that's probably not the best time to start playing a VR game. But I think what it really was it reminds me of Astrobot, like the mechanics of it, the way you're moving the character. And you're kind of like, I don't even know what the heck you are. I guess you're some kind of robot or something. But you're like there, and then you're controlling Max. And every so often, you'll get like a gun or something. So you like shoot plungers. And the environments kind of remind me of Astrobot. But that made me hate the game because it's not Astrobot. And Astrobot was way better because, like, in Astrobot, Astro is adorable and has a lot of personality. You can, like, walk around and look and see all the little, like, blades of grass. There's so many innovative moments where you're, like, you can, like, blow on a flower and the petals come off and, like, all these different things. And that was, like, so long ago. That was, like, so early in VR. And now we have this game and it is way not as good. So those are my first impression. That is a very like condensed, less passionate version of my first impressions of this game.
So from an Astrobot lover, you tried this hoping it was Astrobot and you were just disappointed. It was not Astrobot at all.
Yes. And one of the things I kept saying when I was first ranting about it was I felt like this game just has no soul. And I still feel that because it's like Max is just like there. You like move her around. She like jumps on stuff and gets coins. She has no...
You can wave at her. You can wave at her and she'll wave back.
Yeah, but like everyone would wave back. Like her personality is that she waves. I don't know. There, and like you said, Lip, like there wasn't really a plot, like a coherent plot. It's just like you're just doing all this stuff, going on all this platform. I mean, you're saving little like alien babies basically from this mean alien like octopus, which also reminded me of Astrobot, because in Astrobot you're saving your little friends. But I didn't think the little babies were even very cute. Honestly, I kind of thought the enemies were cuter. And I was sad that I was killing all these adorable enemies.
Lip, you had more positive impressions of it because you went after the rant and you tried it. Maybe you went in with very low expectations after Nat's review. What did you think about your first impressions? And walk us through how the mechanics work maybe while you're at it.
I mean, so, and like, I'll be honest here. I went into this after a whole rant expecting, you know, probably not the best thing. And I run into start the game and literally I'm in this weird hole that I can't see anything. And I'm like trying to like look out of to try to even see the level. And I'm like, this is all right. You know, I can kind of see this being a little bit bland, whatever. I play it, you know, I'm getting a little bit, I'm like, okay, you know, this is just traditional Mario platforming with generic, colorful, you know, skin on it. But the thing is once you beat the first level, it gives you the store, and then the store gives you your spin attack, which honestly, the game is completely useless garbage until you get that spin attack. And that's the thing that I've come to notice is the further you play in the game, the more essential upgrades that you basically should have. If they just got rid of that, if you had a fully upgraded character and then played the game, like if you played Jay's save file, I feel like you're going to feel it's a lot more like.
I did that.
Okay. Still don't like it?
It made it a lot better. I think that's a really good point because when I first played it, I started a new game and it was when you don't have any of those upgrades where you have like the spin move or the extra like rocket boots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so you're just like jumping on enemies and it feels so like basic, but I totally did exactly what you said. Like Jay played the whole game and then I went back in when all the upgrades were in place and I actually liked it a lot more. I still feel like it's kind of half-baked and generic, but it was a lot more fun to play when you have all those abilities that maybe you should have just already had in the beginning.
So yeah, the game has a progression system. I'll just go over this real fast. Basically, the progression is you gain coins in every level you run through, and then there's things you can buy, and those things are typically, you buy your first spin attack, and then you actually have a melee. You didn't have a melee before that. Then you buy a slightly longer rocket boost so you can stay in the air a little longer, and you buy a dash attack that helps you punch things in the air. And it kind of felt like to me, all these things, they felt like they finished a game and then they said, oh, we should add a progression system. What can we take away and have you buy throughout the game? And they went back and put those in post. And it wasn't like anything ever came and you were like, oh, I'm so excited to use it. It's like you bought it and you were like, I felt like I should have already had that. Like one of you buy Max runs faster. And before that, she is painfully slow. And the faster run doesn't even feel like she's running much faster. It feels like she's just normal now. Like that was driving me crazy till I bought that one. Lip.
So it's funny, Sonic Unleashed, which is one of my favorite, people don't like Sonic games. but it has this same broken progression system where you keep spending money so Sonic gets faster and faster. Well, I don't know where the developers came to this conclusion, but basically if you fully upgrade your character, especially on PS3, the FPS can't handle it. You go too fast for the game to even run properly, and it like you just go to like 10 FPS when you speed boost in that game. And I feel like this is the thing, is like you made all these levels around a character's speed. Mario doesn't have a go faster progression system ever. He has power-ups. But, you know, that being said, I feel like if they got rid of the progression system, I mean, that would essentially defeat the entire purpose of the coins, which I already truthfully thought were completely pointless until I saw something I wanted to buy. And then I'm like, oh, I need that thing. Okay, I'll grind out a couple levels and get those coins, which doesn't take very long anyway. But I think like the biggest thing with this game, though, is like, did Astrobot have the wall jump?
No, that was one thing Astrobot like did not have was wall
it
jumping.
Wasn't necessary.
I just feel like when I'm playing this game and like the further you get in the game, I definitely feel a lot more like this. It becomes more like an old school Nintendo kind of grindy thing where there's just like, how can I save money with resources? Let's just make it so every time you jump, the things change color. Let's do this area where you literally are in the same area, just going upwards over and over and over again for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And it's like, there's so many like weird cutting corners things that I always feel it's like, you know, like I get part of the logic with how they did it, but I also don't get it. I feel like what would have been cool, because we said like this basically has no identity. Take like something like Ninja Gaiden or even Shinobi or something. tap, you know, tag that like brand onto it and then have like the wall jumping. And instead of it being a gun, it's, you know, maybe I can throw like shurikens or something, or, you know, whatever there. But I feel like that's like the biggest problem with this game for me is that the game is fun. Replaying the levels are fun, but I don't care who Max Mustard is, nor anything to do with the world they're in.
Right.
If I can compare it to any actual game, it feels like if you ever played the Spyro Skylanders games, feels like just these generic, who cares, enemies that they're like, it looks good enough. It literally feels just so lacking of identity and soul. And like, I can totally say, oh, you know, it's an indie game. You know, it's hard to like have that kind of creation. But like, you could literally paste anything, any design onto these things, and it feels like it would have more soul than the most like generic thing they could have created, which they did. And I don't know. I honestly, like, my opinion on the game is it's an awesome game. But if they like gave me DLC to be a different character, probably be happy to pay a couple dollars to be someone else.
I feel like we need to dive, just in case people haven't played the game, we probably need to dive a little bit more into some of the mechanics so people can keep up with us here. So Mud Pups, I think, are their names. Mud Pups are the characters on this planet that are getting taken, shoved in cages, and sold. So in every level, usually there's three of them you have to find throughout the level. And when you get to like the next boss or something, you can't unlock that boss unless you've gotten 10 Mud Pups or something, you know, some small percentage of the total that are available out there. And so, yeah, you have to collect those just to unlock the next levels and progress throughout the game. But one thing about those Mud Pups that really kind of annoyed me, I missed one the entire game, and I wasn't trying actively to look for them. They were just kind of on the path through the level. They weren't hidden. You didn't have to like listen or hear for them. They were just there. There was literally one I missed because in one level, you actually have to like look down and notice that it's down below you. But otherwise, in Astrobot, you had 8 little friends you had to find throughout each level, and you'd get to the end. And if you only got 6 of them, you felt like a terrible person. You felt like you left behind your friends and you like went back immediately. There was this emotional connection to all of Astrobot. So I think that if you're listening to this review and you're like, oh, I kind of like Max Mustard, I feel like they're being a little harsh. The problem is you got 3 people that played Astrobot coming into this. And Astrobot, we knew it was good, but I'm starting to think it was like the pinnacle of VR platformers. And it came early, and it somehow came really good because it's a hard bar to stand to. And in a game that's so similar, everything about Max Mustard feels like a watered down Astrobot.
Yeah. Is this really the best we can do? Like, no one's saying that Max Mustard is like the best game ever, but there's a lot of really good reviews. And I'm like, this is people, a lot of people probably that never played the original PSVR and never played Astrobot. And man, original PSVR really had some amazing games. And maybe I just get too attached to like certain games, like super attached to Astrobot, super attached to Pop Quest Adventure. But like, I feel like I like Pop Quest Adventure more than Max Mustard. Yeah, it's shorter, but it's fun. Like, it's delightful. And this game is just bleh to me. It's like, it's fun to play like the levels. It's like the actual going through the platformer like is cool. I like platformers, but there's just, it's just, it just feels generic, and it just feels like there's no fun to the game. I guess I just said it was kind of fun. I don't know. It has like the basic amount of fun you can have. There's no delight. There's no charm to me.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I liked the game, but I would definitely say that, like, this is the problem with VR in general for me, is, like, I feel like when they made Astrobot being like, this is going to sell 10 million copies. We're going to put this much effort into it. We're going to have people that have been working in the video game industry all these years working on this project. This is a huge mascot for Sony during the PS4 era, basically. So it was like, okay, you know, like, that's a character. But I feel like when I compare what I had on PSVR, I'm like, man, if Sony had gone a different route and just made everything PSVR 1, but then just made a system that they all worked on a wireless headset that didn't even need a PS4. They just made like their own Quest, but it could play everything PSVR, and they like somehow found a way to just emulate those controllers full, like, I feel like there was a lot of good games, like Wipeout, I remember being amazing, like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like I looked to it, and it's like, oh, I want to make the comparison with Astrobot, but it's like, let's make the comparison with Resident Evil. Let's make the comparison. I mean, we had Hitman 3 on, you know, I don't care if the controls were wonky, we still had Hitman 3. yeah. in VR. Like, nothing is even close to that kind of, like, NPC population, like, realistic graphics or anything. Mm. And the biggest comparison for me is, like, you look at Farpoint. And, like, Farpoint
so good.
Was such an amazing, amazing game. And it's, like, I don't think there's a mm-hmm. single narrative-based shooter on the Quest headset that's mm. not Resident Evil that yeah. I would say comes to that level at all. And just, you know what? It sucks that Sony's not putting the effort in they used to because, you know, I think they really made a lot of amazing games for VR yeah. that are probably going to be lost in time because the only way to play them is a PS4 and a PSVR.
Right. Yeah, the original one. Mm-hmm.
It hurts, and it definitely, I agree with you. It feels like if cell phones had been a thing back in like the 80s, like
yes.
the cell phones we have now, like it feels like if cell phones had been around at the dawn of video gaming and suddenly people said, nobody wants a Nintendo 64. You have to sit in front of your TV and play video games. We're going to start making only mobile games. It kind of feels like that's what's happening to VR yeah. gaming a little bit. It's like, yeah. hey, everybody wants mobile games, so they're going to get mobile games. It's like, no, we want wireless VR. We still want good games. We want good narratives. And I'm sure that tons of people love Max Mustard. Like, it on its own, yes, the mechanics work. The game looks good, especially now it's got its Quest 3 update because I played it again after that. It functions like it should. Like, everything about it says it's a platformer, but ultimately it just lacks some of the creativity that's gone into other games of the past when people were a little more passionate about what they were doing in VR and not mm-hmm. trying to get a game out that's going to be a bestseller on the Quest platform that's wireless.
Right.
So it's frustrating for those of us who lived through that time of, like, it felt like games were better. 5 years yeah. ago. Like, yeah. it just felt like we had these bangers. And now it's like, for anything to come out that's any good, it's rare. And oftentimes we're disappointed. Like, a good game looks like it's going to come out like Ghostbusters, then it comes out and everybody hates it. Mm-hmm. So Max Mustard, I might have also been a little bit of that high hopes against, like, oh, that looks like Astrobot. And you play it and you're like, wow, this was inspired by Astrobot, but it for does sure. not hit the same. I feel like they've yeah. tried to build too many levels. It's got yeah. 40 levels and 5 bosses. And yet 20 of those 40 levels, you could put me in any of them and I'd think it was the same level. You're going through some green, lush area. You're jumping from platform to platform. Every level in Astrobot felt different and yeah. unique. And it only had 20 levels, I want to say, plus five bosses.
I think it was 25, right? There was, like,
was it 25 plus five bosses, or was the boss one of the five?
Okay, I think the boss was one of them, but I think you yeah. played the level and then got to the boss.
Yeah, it was a little different too. So, like, maybe Max Mustard, they would have made less levels and try to make them more unique. Because I kept asking myself, as someone who played Mario, someone who played Donkey Kong, I was like, where the hell's the water level? Every yeah. platformer had a water level. Max Mustard doesn't have a single water level. You don't go underwater. Mm-hmm. You have, like, two space levels. And everything else is, you know, there's a couple city levels and like one kind of deserty, but like every level in Astrobot was something unique, different, and unusual. And every single one felt like it told its own story. Mm-hmm. There were levels that are interchangeable. There was one level you stood in front of a freaking waterfall, the whole level, and you just jumped back and forth from pad to pad and it changed what was happening in front of that waterfall.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. I was like, oh.
That level drove me nuts. My most excited moment in the whole game, there is a reference to Richie's Plank. I'll leave it at that, but there's a reference. And that was the most excited I was in the whole entire game when I played it. I ultimately said, when I initially tried and played a while in it, I said every time I came back, it felt like a chore to continue playing the game to me. And it still felt like that this time around. I had some fun while doing the chore, mm-hmm. but I was never like, I never thought about the game when I wasn't playing it. Thought, oh man, I want to go play more Max Mustard. Or I never, like, picked up the headset. Oh, I want to play Max Mustard. It was like, I got to get through this game and I'm going to do it. But it just never excited me to do it. And that ultimately was what killed the experience for me. Mm-hmm. It can look beautiful. It can play well. You can have progression. You can out collect coins. But ultimately, I just never wanted to keep playing it.
Also, I don't think it looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but, like, I just cannot, like, thinking about Astrobot and how you can run through the blades of grass and how amazing that looked. Like, yes, there was the screen door effect and the Mura, but, like, it looked so good. And compared to that, this is like And there's better looking games on Quest 3 too. So I don't know. I am unimpressed.
What are the basics we haven't hit here? It's $30. It just came out barely a month ago. March 21st, it came out. It was made by Toast, which made Richie's Plank, which we said. It's on Quest and PC. And you're going to get it. I feel like the mileage really varies. I saw people saying 5 hours. I saw people saying 6 to 8 hours. I 98% of the game, and I swear it was less than 5 hours to do that. But I could be wrong. I don't think there's a clock in it that tells you how many hours it was. But it's all single player. I feel like
it would take me longer, probably.
That's something we should touch on, though, because that's funny. Because I felt like, okay, I guess I'll give my one-line synopsis now. I was going to say this till the end. I feel like Max Mustard is a mediocre platformer with VR skin thrown on top of it. If you played this flat, which you very well could, because there was no reason it had to be in VR. If you played this flat up against other platformers, you'd be like, it's okay. There's nothing that would make it stand out from the world of platforming, in my opinion. And VR was thrown on it. And there's, you know, yeah, you aim a gun and shoot it in VR, or you turn your head instead of moving a camera. But ultimately, there wasn't many VR mechanics. Astrobot, you were ducking as buildings were coming by. You had to headbutt things to break them. Yeah. Astro could get stuck to your face when you were underwater. He'd swim and get stuck to your face. You could swing your controller on Astro and smack an enemy out of the way that was about to kill Astro. Mm-hmm. It felt like you were really in the game with Astro playing.
Yeah.
This felt like I was just playing Max as a camera. And then occasionally when it did have an interaction, I was doing it separately. It was like I jumped platforms and then I stopped and I shot at a boss. It wasn't me and Max together, except for like maybe once in the game where there's some stupid thing you shoot and platforms pop out while you're jumping with Max. But for the most part, it's either you or Max. And that kind of bugged me. But with all of that said, for me and my experience in platformers, I found this game terribly easy. And yet I saw someone in the reviews saying they gave 5 stars and they updated it 2 hours in, saying the difficulty curve was so hard and it got so difficult they couldn't continue to give it 5 stars. And I was like, where the heck was this moment where it got hard? I never saw it.
Maybe they didn't know about the upgrades. Maybe they didn't. maybe they just never bought that upgrade. They're like playing the whole game just default.
That just would jumping on every enemy, really, not that punching would make it a lot ever. Harder.
I thought the bus meant exit the game. I never went down there. Jeez.
You played the whole game. So you bought the air dash. Did you ever figure out how to use it?
Yeah, you have to jump and then you double press the attack button.
Yeah, you have to double press the attack button.
But it's confusing because it uses the same jetpack fuel as your jump does. So if you jump and then hold it thinking you're going to get this long super jump thing, it's going to just drop you immediately. Just the weirdest mechanic to me, because it's like I have to gauge my first jump to I don't know. I was trying to shortcut my way through things like I shouldn't have been allowed to do. And the game was like, nope, you're not allowed to do this.
Yeah, the reason that I 98% of the game, there's one more unlockable, and it's basically like most games. There's an unlockable that if you play the game a whole bunch after you beat the game, you buy something. It gives you unlimited rocket fuel, basically, and I didn't do that. I have like 8,000 coins, and I need 12,000, and I was not about to spend any more time farming coins to unlock that last thing. So I had 98% of the game.
Thing I don't understand is like they design the levels around replaying them, but then there's no like timer to say how fast you did the level. So I can't even be like, oh, I did a great job. I did a speed run on that one. It's like, no, you got a speed run with your own clock.
In VR,
that wouldn't be that easy. So I have to say one more thing about the mechanics. Lipnox, you mentioned there's like the thing where you like jump on the wall. You can jump like back and forth between like two the
wall
walls.
Jump.
Wall jump. And it was very like Donkey Kong-esque. Like I remember some Donkey Kong games back in the day on like Super Nintendo that you did that. By the way, I love platformers like Donkey Kong, Super Mario, that kind of stuff.
I don't think Donkey Kong ever had wall jumping, but there was a bunch of games that did have it.
No, Donkey Kong had wall
country.
Jumping.
Donkey Kong Country.
I think it might have been the second one, Donkey Kong 2.
Okay, with Diddy.
Yeah, that's probably the one. But so there was this wall jump thing. But I would get super frustrated because if you're not jumping like between walls, if you're just like jumping on a wall and trying to like go up the wall or something, she would like push off the wall. And it was so freaking annoying because it's like I'm trying to jump onto something and she's like jumping away from it. And so that was super annoying. Did you guys find that annoying at all or run into any issues with that? Maybe that's just me.
I've done that. So the problem is like the way that the character moves and the way the wall jumping is just literally exactly the same as Mario.
Yeah.
So it's just give me a Mario game where I have like an ability, like a basically a jetpack, essentially ability to flutter. Mm-hmm. And this is essentially the exact same controls. So it was like, anytime it wanted me to wall jump, it was like, this is the easiest thing ever. But that being said, I remember playing the N64 Super Mario 64. And anytime it wanted me to wall jump when I was a kid, it was like, this is super impossible mission. That's just no one can possibly do.
I found it easy when you're like jumping between the walls. But I would just try and jump like on a wall and then get to like a ledge that's above the wall. And you
stick to
times,
the wall instead of making it.
Well, I would try to like stick to the wall and then jump onto the ledge. But when I would try to jump on the ledge, she jumps away from the ledge. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, stop it.
Because she thinks you're trying to kick off the wall instead of trying to like stop on the wall.
So imagine this. Imagine this. This is the Super Mario Sunshine effect. Basically, imagine you took that jetpack hover thing away and then had to do a level. And in Super Mario Sunshine, this is what they basically did to you. One star in every one. They're like, here's this thing you've been using the whole game. We're going to take that away from you. And when you had any moment where you had to do wall jumping in a game like that, where you can't like center yourself with like a propeller thing or the jetpack or whatever, is the craziest thing ever. So I would say that honestly speaks a lot to the game, is that if you did not have that jetpack thing, most of this game would be probably hard to even play properly. Mm. So it almost feels like a loophole where they're like, the game is too easy because if they tried to make it too hard, they might have broke the game and then not known how to fix it.
Yeah, true.
So something I want to bring up, and I did say we're going to do our best to avoid spoilers, but I'm going to tell you right now, slight spoiler warning. So if you don't want any spoilers, skip the next 2 minutes of the podcast. Something that intrigued me about the game was in the description, so it's not too much of a spoiler. The last paragraph says, along the way, you're faced with a surprise dilemma when a friend reveals a secret about who they really are. They impose a question on you that impacts the fate of your worst enemy. How will you choose? Was there an alternate ending? Was there a point in the game where you felt like you made a choice? Because I barely have a clue what the hell they're talking about here.
The only time I felt like I made a choice was if I would repeat a level that I thought was easier to get coins so I could get that new upgrade faster than trying to play a new level to get the same coins to get that upgrade. That was the extent of my choice.
That's weird. That was in the description of the game?
That's in the description on the meta store. And I remember that intriguing me and making me want to play through it and like figure out this alternate, figure out this surprise. The only thing that I can kind of think is in one of the final letters, it basically implied that I put the bad guy in jail. And like, it kind of implied that maybe I could have not done that, but there was no like putting them in jail or not. Like nothing.
Maybe the choice is buying the game or not. If you don't buy the game and play this, then the whole world's doomed. We're all going to die. Better buy Max Mustard and play it or else.
And what are they talking about? I don't know. So if you're out there and you hear this, tell me in the comments if you know, because I even tried to Google this. It doesn't look like there's any alternate ending. I don't know that there's any other thing you could do here. So what the heck was that paragraph? I feel like that paragraph was clickbait to get me to buy the game because I don't remember what F they're talking about. They got me. They got me. Okay. Spoiler time is over. We'll put a big spoiler thing up on the screen during all of that.
I don't even know how was that even a spoiler?
Because we never figured out if it's a thing or not. But we didn't figure it out either. Does anybody have anything else they want to say about before we yay or nay this thing?
I would say that if you genuinely like Super Mario 3D Land or Super Mario 3D World, or you like Astro Bot and you don't care that it is an 8 where those games are 10s, then you could probably have a lot of fun with this game. And I think it's fun to replay the levels and try to do it fast, not trying to get everything and being slow. So I don't know. I kind of like the game. I'd say it's like the 4.5 it's got on the Metascore is probably pretty fair.
That's up to a 4.8 now.
All right, well, I'm not that high on it, but the meta 5-star thing is just kind of weird anyway. Like if I were legitimately doing a review of this and trying to give it a score, I would probably give it an 8 out of 10. That would be a fair score to me. It's a good game. It's not the best game. In 5 years, am I going to be thinking back to my days playing Max Mustard and wishing I had those days back? Probably not.
Well, everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Thumbs at the ready. 3, 2, 1. Nay. Why is everybody waiting for me to answer? So let's do it at the same time. And Lipnox is giving it the nay.
It was delayed.
So it's a 2-1 on nays. Let me say real quick, though, something that I actually said initially, even in the first one that could not cut. I gave the game a 6 out of 10. And that's because the mechanics work. The graphics look pretty good. There's progression. There's levels. There's bosses. It does everything it promises. That's why my score is a 6. That's why it's that high. The reason it can't be any higher is if I don't want to play a game after playing some of it, I don't feel like it can be in that 7, 8, 9 territory. It just can't if I don't like the game. So to me personally, it did a lot of things right. I just didn't enjoy my time spent in the game. There are a million games I would have rather played. And if it wasn't for the fact that we were gonna have this in-depth discussion, I would never have finished this game. I would have probably beat the first boss and called it.
I
love how we've like spoken for half an hour about this game. Not to mention whatever we spoke about it before.
I know.
Yeah. And that so was passionate like, about Max Mustard.
I know. That was quite divisive. A discussion that we cut out in the last one. I think we should link Pop Quest Adventure in the description, and you should go play Pop Quest Adventure because it's free and it's way more fun. And you could just play Pop Quest Adventure 10 times instead of paying to play Max Mustard.
I think the problem with Max Mustard is I feel like it wrote a lot of checks it didn't cash. Listen to the description on Steam. Max Mustard is a made for VR platformer with 40 unique levels, 4 ridiculous bosses, and 8 powerful upgrades. Was a single upgrade besides unlocking the kick powerful
no.
to anyone? No boring bits.
And, it and says. The bosses
it's a perfect
were not...
combination. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
One last thing I think we should leave you with, though, is this has a 4.8 on the Oculus Store. Yeah. It has people in the comments
You'll
saying it's the best VR platformer ever. People are saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So
people
maybe
people that are saying it's the best VR platformer ever, if they had played Astrobot before, I do not agree.
Pipkin is the one on the Metastore. I can see the review right now. 5 stars. Best VR platformer ever. Is what it says. They say it reminds them of retro N64 games like Mario, but with a well-done VR twist. Okay? That's what people are saying.
If that person has played Astrobot before, I will say, how dare you? How dare you?
I think most people haven't. But yeah, people love this. So Nat and I are definitely in the minority here. And if you played it, I want to hear in the comments what you thought.
You guys are going to be mad at us.
And why we're
you're
wrong.
You're probably going to love the
not
game.
Me. You won't be mad at me.
No. Don't be mad at Lipnox. He likes it.
I played the game. I was like, this is fine.
He's on the right side of history.
I'm not
going to
be passionate about it.
We are the haters. I don't hate the game. I just didn't like it. I didn't want to keep playing it. Nat kind of hates the game. Like,
No. So
you've got,
No.
You got all
I
three opinions.
I hated it initially. with a passion. But now I'm like, it's fine.
Yes. See, a lot of the reviews, I feel like, though, like Ruben in the review says, best VR platform game on Quest. You see, a lot of people are saying, okay, it's not the best, but it's the best we have.
I guess I can agree with that. Except I liked Pop Quest Adventure way more. Would you call
Lucky's
Pop Quest Adventure a platformer?
And Moss 2. I guess it's a
I wouldn't call Pop Quest Adventure a complete product, so it's hard to give it a genre.
It's not like a full game.
Some shooting, there's some puzzles, and there's some platforming, technically.
Yeah, it's like a sample, kind of. But infinitely more fun, I think. I'm obsessed. I need to stop. Like, I'm sorry, but I love Pop Quest Adventure.
All right.
Anyway.
I think we have said enough on Max Mustard. Opinions differ here a little.
I got one thing to say.
Finish
one more,
us out.
If
they took the type of humor and charm the Pop Quest Adventure had and added that to Max Mustard, is that the ketchup that's missing on this hot dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
All right.
It would have been near Astrobot levels if they had found the magic.
Yes.
But they just didn't.
If there was just humor in it, I think that would have, because that's the thing. It's like, I just don't care about the characters at all.
Yeah. Give us that ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, let us know what you thought.
Needs ketchup.
Mustard needs to find its ketchup. Oh, my gosh. That's actually kind of great. Let us know your thoughts out there, because obviously opinions are differing here. Some of you out there, most of you out there probably loved it if you played it. But if you're somehow on Nat's side here and really didn't like it, my side, and just didn't find it fun, we'd love to hear about that, because we'd love to know why. What is missing and what could they add that would change it? If there's a Max Mustard 2, I would imagine with the success there will be, what would be better enough for it to rank up there with the top VR platformers of all time? I'd love to know. Thank you once again. Remember, if you've been thinking about VR, Max Mustard might not be your reason, but there's plenty of reasons to dive one in.
Dive one in.